This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In previous visits, we've seen that when God says, "I have plans for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you," we need to understand it through the lens of the context in which the promise was made. Let's amplify this point. Jeremiah was called to be a prophet in the 13th year of the reign of Josiah, king of Judah. Josiah did all he could to restore the spiritual life of Judah. He authentically repented and sought the Lord with all his heart. But though outwardly things appeared to be going well, Jeremiah detected a lack of authentic repentance on the part of the people. He declared in Jeremiah 2:13, "My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns that cannot hold water." Referring to the northern kingdom's rebellion and their destruction at the hands of the Assyrians, he said, "In spite of all this, her unfaithful sister Judah did not return to me with all their heart, but only in pretense," Jeremiah 3:10. The Passover celebration Josiah orchestrated was the greatest since the days of Samuel, but it was celebrated by the people in pretense. The closer they got to the end of Josiah's reign, the more duplicitous they were. Time and again they rejected God's word and mistreated his messenger. God had no alternative but to discipline them. Jeremiah lamented, "To whom can I speak and give warning? Who will listen to me? Their ears are closed so they cannot hear. The word of the Lord is offensive to them. They find no pleasure in it." How tragic! And yet, God gave them the special promise we've been studying.